A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. The great scripture scholar William Barclay says that this passage is important because it outlines the activities of Jesus' life. What was his ministry like? What did he do all day? He gathered crowds. He preached. He taught. He healed. Also, we need to note that Jesus left his familiar surroundings, his hometown, Nazareth, and he began to live in Capernaum. And then he went into Galilee to start his work. Galilee could be compared to our Silicon Valley. Lots of young, very intelligent, upwardly mobile people. They were known to be able to embrace change. It was a densely populated city, teeming with trade traffic. We can assume that Jesus chose Galilee because he knew they would listen to him and take up his challenge. What was his challenge? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. How are we to translate this for today? Well, repent, or metanoia, means making an about face, turning from something and turning toward. Turning from my old ways. Walking away from my obsessions, my stubbornness, my ignorance, in other words, becoming a new person. I look at my own life and I ask, what do I need to repent or turn from? I see cynicism there, lots of judgmentalism, a bit of discouragement, sometimes even some self-pity, laziness. I find that I can easily discover what I have to let go of by naming what annoys me in others. Most often, it is the very thing about which I, too, need to repent. We all sit in some kind of darkness, and we're seeing a great light in our midst. And that light, of course, is Jesus. This new year, we can imagine Jesus personally seeing my face, your face in the crowd. He sees us. We draw from his energy that comes from his preaching and his teaching and his healings. He wants us to hear him. He desires healing for us. He is eager for us to be free, to set aside our ignorance and our obsessions. We turn from these and we turn to Jesus, because Jesus is the kingdom that is at hand.